This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Good morning to you and welcome back. President Trump's soaring approval ratings now shaking Democrats' confidence in the blue wave they were expecting this November. So as voters head to the polls today in major primaries across the country, what can we expect from these results? Here now to break it all down is the editor-in-chief at Ballotpedia, Scott Rasmussen. Thank you for joining us. We've got a lot to get to.
We should.
Let's just jump right in, starting with Pennsylvania.
Well, first of all,
how do you think that the redistricting and the new maps are going to change things?
Redistricting is going to help the Democrats pick up seats. If they have a perfect day in Pennsylvania, the Democrats could pick up six seats, which is a quarter of the 23 they need.
So this is a big deal.
Big deal. First place to go, though, is District 1, mm-hmm. Brian Fitzpatrick, the Republican incumbent. You've got two Democrats trying to take him on. This is a district that had voted for Donald Trump. The redesigned district was Clinton plus one. You've got a Democratic woman, Rachel Reddick, who used to be a Republican. She's a Navy.
Right.
Veteran, could be ideal for a district like this in Bucks County, but Scott Wallace has put $2.5 million of his own money in. You might recognize that name. His grandfather was a very left-leaning vice president under FDR. If he wins, I think the Republicans have a shot to pull off a surprise in this district because he is just, Wallace is a little too far left for the Bucks County district.
So you mentioned this is one of those districts that
Correct.
Was leaning Republican, now perhaps leaning Democrat. Same thing, though, really in 7, correct?
That's correct. Now, 7, you've got a different type of race. You've got John Morganelli.
The DA
running for the Democratic nomination as a pro-Donald Trump, anti-immigration conservative. Now, the progressives aren't very happy about this. A couple of progressive groups running a lot of ads trying to say anybody but Morganelli. By the way, he is so strong for Donald Trump, they call him Maganelli.
Wow. So the Northampton County DA, a lot of people, though, say that he has a good chance because of that name.
That name recognition. Susan Wilde, though, keep an eye on her because, look, in open seat races on the Democratic side, women have won 85% of the time. She is the most conventional Democrat. The hope for Republicans here, though, is this district splits into a Democratic civil war and gives the GOP a chance.
So what about PA 13?
PA 13 is 8 Republican candidates running. Whoever wins the primary likely to come out on top. Well, interesting thing
here. A lot of people.
That's right. John Joyce is backed by the Republican Mainstream Partnership, kind of the establishment group. He is opposed by the Club for Growth, so there's kind of that internal battle. Don't expect it will affect the outcome in November, but it will affect the kind of congressman the district has come next January.
Okay, so what about the Senate race in Pennsylvania?
Not a lot of surprise here. We expect Lou Barletta to win the race, to win the primary. He's going to have an uphill battle in November. Pennsylvania went narrowly for Donald Trump in 2016, mm-hmm. but Casey is expected to take the lead or to have the edge going into the fall campaign.
So Pennsylvania, not the only one. Nebraska is dealing with this as well today. So what do you anticipate in Nebraska?
Well, the race to watch here is Nebraska, too. Brad Ashford came in second, or he won the district a couple of elections ago, lost narrowly in 2016. He wants a rematch against Don Bacon, but the Democrats, again, have this little civil war going. Ashford, very conservative. He's being challenged by a more progressive woman. I think Ashford wins the primary, but we're going to watch and see how much support he actually has to give a sense of where he's going in the fall.
Okay, folks in Idaho also hitting the polls, so let's talk about the governor's race.
Now, Idaho, look, they're going to have a Republican governor in November. The question is which one. For most of the season, we've expected Raul Labrador, who's a founder of the Freedom Caucus, to be the nominee. He's still favored, but it's not quite as clear that he will win the race. There's a lot of rumors the race is tightened, not a lot of polling done out there, so it'll be interesting to see how that turns out.
Okay, and also the Oregon gubernatorial primary.
Well, now this is somewhat similar. Newt Gueuler has been the front runner here for the Republican nomination for a long time. They're all vying to take on incumbent Democrat Kate Brown. Gueuler, I don't know if he's going to win. Yeah, the race has tightened, but no matter who wins, Kate Brown is still going to be favored in November. The Republicans haven't won a race, a governor's race in Oregon in 32 years.
Wow. Okay. We will see.
Ballotpedia editor-in-chief, going around the horn, giving us some great insight here. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way we roll, and thank you for sharing a part of your day with us. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Well, I'll tell you what a treat I have for you. Doug Hershey joins us. He is author of this incredible book. If you've seen it, you just fall in love with it instantly. It is absolutely gorgeous. And not only is it gorgeous from a pictorial standpoint, but the substance of what he shares with us on Israel Rising, the Land of Israel Awakens, a captivating new book proving to be a major hit with readers, claiming the number one spot on four separate Amazon bestseller charts this week. Doug Hershey, good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Hey, congratulations on the book. How exciting, huh?
Yeah, you know, it's doing really well, better than I had expected, if I'm honest, but it's really been a treat.
Well, I was going to say, when you first, the concept of Israel Rising came to you, you know, what was your plan for it?
Well, I travel back and forth to Israel on a regular basis, really, for the last 20 years, if most intensely, really, in the last 5 to 6 years, and I've been seeing a lot of the land physically respond or physically change in just a very, very short amount of time. And as I'm reading through the Bible as well, there's passages and prophecies about the land physically responding when the Jewish people return home. And I began putting some pieces together and gathering some old photos, and this idea sort of really came together. So it's been something that's kind of been burning in my heart really for the last 3 or 4 years. So I'm just thrilled to have it all out in one piece now.
And Doug, as you were putting this together, were you looking forward and saying, hey, the 7th anniversary is just around the corner, this might be a good time to do it? Or was it just, you know, God's leading and it serendipitously came together on the 70th anniversary? How did that come about?
No, it was really God's timing. I mean, a lot of the photos in the book are from 2016, and so most of the manuscript was ready to go about a year and a half ago, and we had some legal delays and some contract negotiations and, you know, a bunch of things. And I was kind of, you know, about a year ago, was just wondering, am I going to self-publish this thing? Is this, you know, where is this? Is this even worth the time? And it was really just sort of God's, you know, divine delays to set it up for the right time. For I, from the beginning, I never really planned on the 70th anniversary. It just worked out to be perfect timing.
Mm-hmm. And as you say, no doubt God inspired, and a lot of your inspiration, as you talk about the land, it's like on a continuous cycle of the miraculous, isn't it?
It really is, and that's one of the real messages of the book. What I ended up doing with the book is that there's over 2,200 old photos that I had gotten a hold of a few years ago that were taken between the 1880s and the 1940s, and I went back with a pro photographer and reshot about 100 of the best images from 25 locations all over Israel, just to show how much the land has revived under Israeli sovereignty. And so it was exciting to be able to be back at like the exact same spot where a lot of these old photos were taken. Wow. And really, that's exactly what the prophet Ezekiel in chapter 36 says. He talks about that when Israel is out of the land will be completely desolate and empty and just a wasteland. And when the Jewish people return, that the land will physically respond, that the branches will put forth fruit, the land will be cultivated and sown, the waste places will be rebuilt. And God even says to the land specifically, he says, I'll treat you better than what you were at the first. And so part of this whole project is just simply sort of photographic evidence, I guess you could say, of God's faithfulness, that God is keeping his word, and that it's happening exactly as he said that it would.
Well, I want to get back to the prophecy, but you mentioned the photographer, Elise, who was very instrumental in this, and I did want to give her credit because the photography in the book is just spectacular.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that was one of the reasons I chose her for the project, was that I've seen lots of pictures of Israel, but she just captured an angle and a perspective that I'd never seen before, and she did phenomenal work.
Well, quite the gift. So let's refocus again on the prophet Ezekiel in talking about what God would do to the land. We've had this conversation before in 1948. It was a wasteland, was it not?
Yeah, and that's what really the stunning aspect of the book, at least from my perspective, is how dramatic the land has changed, and even dating back prior to 1867 when Mark Twain goes through the land, and a lot of times when people talk about what the land was like prior, they'll refer to Mark Twain's writings. And in the city of Jerusalem, he talks about that you could walk around the city, a fast walker could walk around the city in about an hour, and just how remarkably small and how desolate and how empty it is. And here it is, 150 years later, just dramatically, dramatically different.
Well, the significance of the 70th anniversary, the United States moving its embassy to Jerusalem, confirming what the world already knew. And, of course, it is not ignored by those that would not want Israel to be acknowledged and recognized like this, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Even so, even in the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, when the people returned to the land out of Persia, even at that time there were enemies that were, mocking them, making fun of them, saying it's not right, they shouldn't be here, all that kind of thing. And so, but regardless, God's plan and God's faithfulness is based on His word and His promise, not on current events and not on what people think and what they, what they personally think should unfold. The fact is that God is faithful. He makes a promise, and when He does, He keeps it. And even with the reestablishment 70 years ago of Israel, one of the most repeated promises in the Old Testament is that God will return His people to the land that He promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Mm-hmm. And not only has that happened, but it's continuing to happen. And now the nations, like the United States, like Guatemala, like some other Honduras, some other nations around the world are starting to recognize that, not simply just as Israel is in place, but Jerusalem, the eternal capital, really is the capital. And it's the center of the world, as Ezekiel said that it was in Ezekiel 5:5.
Well, Doug, that's the thing to me that is inarguable. When you have God's word saying this is what He's going to do, He gives everybody a heads up, and it in fact happens. We know that in order to be a prophet, you've got to be 1,000% right. And so, God has not failed on any of His promises. We know in the Bible in its totality, about 2/3 has been precisely fulfilled, and we wait for approximately about 1/3 more. And I often ask people, I go, what do you think the chances are if God's batting 1,000% on 2/3 of His word so far? What do you think the likelihood that average will continue for the remaining 1/3?
Yeah, Yeah, and that's really the stunning thing, is that things that Christians would have looked at in the scriptures 100 years ago, 200, 300, and called allegorical or symbolic or some type of spiritual parallel, they're literally happening. Branches are putting forth fruit. The land is being cultivated and sown. The desert really is blooming. The waste and forgotten cities are being rebuilt. It's happening exactly as God said that it would.
Well, we're talking with Doug Hershey. We've got more from him on the other side of the break. His brand new book that is topping for the Amazon charts. It is exciting. It is gorgeous. It is stunning. Israel Rising, Ancient Prophecy from a Modern Lens. Stay with us. We've got more from Doug after this.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UnveilingThem.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
You are the air I
breathe.
You are the soul I breathe.
us live.
It's the way you like us, fresh every day and independent, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. Our conversation with Doug Hershey continues. His book, Israel Rising, at a perfect time that it comes out. He drew inspiration for his book from the Old Testament prophet Ezekiel. It said, "This land was laid waste, has become like the Garden of Eden. The cities that were lying in ruins, desolate and destroyed, are now fortified and inhabited." Doug, I got to tell you, one of my favorite things to do when I get a book is I look at the dedication, and I like what you said about your amazing children, Elijah, Josiah, Levi, and Rachel. You said each of you is a unique treasure to me, and you are loved more than you know. May you live to see the completed fulfillment of these promises with your own eyes. May it stir your heart to be a part of this miraculous restoration, and may it change you forever. Abba.
Mm.
Wow, I love that. I love it.
Yeah, that's all of my kids have been with me at least once to Israel with different groups that I lead, and it's something that I've watched really ignite within them as well. It's really about, you know, passing on and inspiring the generation after us, and our children. And, you know, there's things that I believe there are things that are unfolding, you know, in our lifetime right now that have been lying dormant in the scriptures for 2,600 years. I think it's a profound time to be alive. And I want my children to be able to be raised in that, with that full understanding that God has chosen us to be alive in this hour, not mm-hmm. just simply to be, to be bystanders or spectators, but to actively get involved with what he's doing in the earth, and I want them to be a part of it.
Without a doubt. I mean, we are eyewitnesses to his hand, his beneficent hand upon Israel and upon our nations. I it just touched me in such a way, Doug, as if the Father himself could have written that to his creation.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, really, really special. I thank you for that. That is outstanding. Now, the Israel Rising, it's a four-color hardback book that features more than 175 photographs. We mentioned the photojournalist Elise, and I know Monique is the middle name, and is it Theriault?
Theriault.
Theriault. Okay, I didn't want to butcher it too badly. Okay, thank you. And she's brilliant. I mean, she is so gifted, there's no doubt. And the thing is that is outstanding, as you said, is that you get a comparative look of Israel, from years ago to now. It's quite striking, is it?
Yeah, and what I was honored to have in there as well is the oldest photo of Jerusalem taken from 1844 is right in the front part of the book. I want to say it's page 15 or 16 right out of the gate as you're looking into it. And as we get further into the book, it's amazing because the Ottoman Empire at the time, actually in 1844, there's census records in the book that where the Ottomans record the population of Jerusalem being 15,000 people and the majority of them being Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
And so we kind of follow the timeline of history in the book as well, as that I have quotes in the book from Christians, Muslims, and Jews for almost every century in the last 2,000 years describing what the land looked like. Mm-hmm. And so there's quotes in there from like what the city of Jerusalem experienced during the Crusades and what the Muslim conquerors, you know, did in the 7th to the, you know, to the 12th century and even, you know, what happened under the Ottomans and how the British founded in the early 1920s and 30s and then the dramatic change. It really begins happening in the land, both statistically, factually, agriculturally, as the land begins responding after Jewish sovereignty is declared 70 years ago, just yesterday. And so it's really, for me, it was important to add the history because, I don't want it to be an emotional sort of aspect. I want it to be something very practical, very tangible, something you can see with your own eyes with the photos.
Well, and that's what I love about this, is that we get the historical content. And, you know, let's face it, people love pictures, and these pictures are dramatic.
Absolutely.
And you're able to put it together. Sometimes, you know, even in my study of the Bible, I often go to other resources because I want to say, okay, what did the land look like? You know, what are we talking about? And it brings an added dimension and appreciation for the rich history of Israel.
Well, and that's the neat thing, too, is that you have in the book, there's almost 2,000 years of eyewitness accounts right up until the time that the modern camera is created in the mid-1800s. And so much of what is starting to be recorded in the late 1800s in photography, and what Mark Twain writes as well, these old photos, even coming into the early 1900s, just simply verify what people had been saying for the previous 1800 years of just the land being desolate and swamps and nothing there. And you know, Mark Twain talks about, you know, traveling through the heartland of Israel and not seeing another human being in the entire route, and there's no sign of any habitation or anything. It just was completely empty and completely desolate.
Quite a contrast to today. I was there a couple of years ago. You've been going back for, as you say, a couple of decades. So you've watched this evolution and this rapid change of Israel. And it is amazing. It is so robust. And who would have thought back in 1948 it would be the Israel that it is today?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the stunning things even throughout human history. I mean, there's been no other people group. I mean, just putting the Bible aside, there's been no other people group that have been on a particular piece of land and then are forcibly removed, and then to come back to the same piece of land and then again forcibly removed for 2,000 years scattered throughout the earth, and then to again come back 2,000 years later as an identifiable, recognizable people, even speaking the same language and holding to the same scriptures, the same culture. There's nothing like that in human history except for the people group that the God of the Bible said he made an everlasting covenant with, and with that particular piece of land. And so just that in itself is miraculous, just in the scope of human history. And what's even more so is the fact that we have the scriptures and these prophets that are writing this stuff 2,600 years ago, and it's unfolding exactly as he said. You know, it's hard to argue that God is not involved, let alone, you know, actively involved and fulfilling his promises just as he said that he would.
Exactly. Doug, just a minor thing, because here in the West, people sometimes get a little bit bewildered, especially when we start talking about how exact and precise God is. When they talk about, you know, the celebration of Israel's 70th birthday, our calendar, Israel's calendar, doesn't necessarily match up, and there might be some confusion. Explain how Israel's official inauguration day was set for May 14th, 1948. But in 2018, a little bit different.
Yeah. The Hebrew calendar, the biblical calendar, it functions on lunar cycles, and so in the Old Testament, a lot of the biblical feasts are on full moons, Passover and Pentecost and some of those. But our Gregorian calendar works on the solar cycle. So 70 years ago, the day that Israel became a nation was, in the Hebrew calendar, is the 5th of Iyar, and happened to be May 14th in the Gregorian calendar. And so as the cycles go on, the dates don't line up. So Israel celebrated their 70th anniversary on their Hebrew calendar on the 5th of Iyar on, I think it was April 19th of this year. But May 14th is the traditional date based on the Gregorian calendar. So it all... It's just, you know, it's like having two birthdays in one year.
Exactly. And, of course, we celebrate Israel's rebirth and its new rising this year on April the 18th, ends the evening of Thursday, April the 19th. Doug Hirsch's book, Israel Rising, available at the usual places. You will be blessed at the, I mean, it is packed with information. It is absolutely stunning. And I know that anybody who gets their hands on this book is going to cherish it, Doug Hirsch. And I thank you and what you and Lisa have been able to put together. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Send your emails direct, NSA free, to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
He's a rescuer. He's a rescuer. We are free from sin forevermore.
Before the top of the hour, welcome back. We're going to talk about that 2018 Met Gala, biting a crucifix, dressing as a pope, and other tales of horror from the Met. And here to tell us about it, Katie Yoder, Associate Culture Editor for Newsbusters. Katie, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on today.
Hey, great to have you here to talk about this fiasco. I mean, of all places, the Metropolitan Museum of Modern Art, their theme, Heavenly Bodies, Fashion, and the Catholic Imagination, was taken and blatantly exploited by the celebrity guests in designer outfits meant to channel religious themes taken from Catholicism. Some would say, sacrilegious, I think.
Right. It was, you know, many Catholics were hopeful that this would celebrate Catholicism, but if you looked at how celebrities were treating it, many of them were mocking it. You can look at Rihanna. She dressed up with a papal-inspired dress, so she was dressed up like the Pope.
Mm-hmm.
There was another actor, the Black Panther actor, Chadwick Boseman, who mm-hmm. was meant to be a walking altar. And then there was Miley Cyrus, who did a photo shoot in her gown for the gala, and she actually a bit a crucifix, and her high heels were made of crosses. So she was literally standing on top of crosses in her outfit.
You know, sometimes you would just wish that maybe the voice of God would come through the celestial heavens. God says that he will not be mocked. And here these celebrities being so irreverent and expressing, you know, their First Amendment right. I mean, let's, you know, put it out there. But still, is there no responsibility? And again, it sits in contrast with, you know, I don't see them doing this with Muhammad. I mean, let's see how brave the Metropolitan Museum is, and we'll go ahead and have them do a mocking of the Prophet Muhammad and see what happens.
Right. Yes, that's a very good point. I mean, you know, besides dressing up in religious-inspired outfits, they also ate rosary necklaces, champagne-flavored rosary necklaces and rings at the Met Gala. So they were also eating religious symbols and prayer symbols for Catholics. So I can't imagine what the uproar would be if the same thing was done, if celebrities were eating Islamic prayer beads, food in that, looking like that, or dressing up like the Quran or the Prophet Muhammad. Yeah, I think there would be a huge uproar. I think there's definitely a double standard. Mm-hmm. And another argument that a lot of people have been calling attention to is cultural appropriation. There was recently a huge uproar for a young woman who dressed up for her prom in a Japanese inspired dress, and she picked it because she thought it was a beautiful dress, and instead she got attacked on Twitter for what was called cultural appropriation, and it wasn't her culture, so she wasn't allowed to wear it. But you don't see that happening here, so that's another double standard that's happening. You see a lot of people in the liberal media picking and choosing what to support and what to criticize.
Well, and maybe they think that they can get away with it because where's Cardinal Dolan? I mean, you don't hear anything from him, or maybe the media doesn't want to have any response from him. Maybe it's all being thwarted. I mean, after all, this is New York, and as liberal as they are, they can do as they darn well please, and there's not to be any outrage. And I got to think that people that support the Metropolitan Museum of Modern Art there in New York, I got to imagine there's the body politic of Catholics to do that. Would they hesitate to hold back some money to say, look, at call it what you want. I'm just not going to allow you to debase my faith in this kind of, you know, in this kind of way. I mean, this is unacceptable. I mean, you know, we've historically over the years, we've seen situations where in the name of culture and that sort of thing, where you've had a cross in a jar of urine, you know, like that expresses something significant. Come on, please.
Right. And well, so you mentioned Cardinal Dolan. I think this is especially confusing for Catholics because Cardinal Dolan was actually at the Met Gala, as was Jesuit Father James Martin.
So what was he dressed like, Beyonce or something? What just kidding.
He was dressed up as himself this time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he was there. He actually introduced the Sistine Chapel choir at the Met Gala before they performed. So the Catholic Church was very much involved with this. They even lent 41 objects to one of the exhibits for this Catholic imagination theme. So They were very involved. Cardinal Dolan did say he wasn't there for the fashion; he was there for the exhibit.
Yes.
So he clarified on that, but I think that's made this confusing for Catholics because they see the Catholic Church is involved with this exhibit, and yet celebrities are mocking Catholicism, or they mock Catholicism at this gala.
Mm-hmm. Well, and here it is at a time, Katie, when our culture is mocking all things Christian or Catholic, and, you know, California is about ready to pass a bill that is going to make it illegal, and it's going to be, it really is an attack on any kind of Christian counseling of people that are confused, you know, have any kind of gender identity problems. And the state of California is passing a law to tell pastors that you cannot counsel. I mean, they are limiting the word of God here, and I believe much to their, you know, much to their injury, because they are underestimating the power of God's word, and they are, in a sense, just saying, "Hey, look at we are going to make the LGBTQ community a protected class." And you cannot talk to them about their issues. If you do, you're going to get you're going to have the government and all its taxpayers on your back, ruining your day.
Right, right. And the media have clearly taken a stance on that, as we've documented too. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, we also have a TV blog where we look at entertainment and how it treats LGBT issues and law battles, and then also Christianity. And we have, I have to say, we have daily examples of how the entertainment industry is mocking Christianity. So this didn't come as a surprise, what we saw at the Met Gala.
Well, you know, time will tell. It's like anything historic. You see where people make a turn, and our country has turned more and more their backs on God, and they wonder why we are in the chaotic situation we're in right now. And you go, hey, look at you know, look what happens to our schools, our families, our kids. All this is impacted. But meanwhile, we'll just go ahead and say it's acceptable for celebrities, people that we look up to, the people that we purchase, you know, product from, and make them stars, and we're going to let them mock our God.
Right, right, exactly. And I, you know, our whole country is founded also, I think many people forget this, is founded on Christian principles. We had a new Museum of the Bible open up in Washington, D.C. here.
Exactly.
Last year, and it documents that.
Mm-hmm. Well, Katie Yoder, we appreciate you sharing with us and talking about this Met Gala, the 2018, hosted by the Metropolitan Museum of Modern Art. The theme of the show, Heavenly Bodies, Fashion, and Catholic Imagination. And it's surprising that you mentioned Cardinal Dolan was there. I was not aware, but that's good to know. Katie Yoder, Associate Culture Editor for Newsbusters on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Katie. Have a great day.
This report is brought to you by Allstate. According to the digital safety survey conducted by Allstate, nearly half, 47%, of respondents reported their personal data had been compromised online. Yet, despite this staggering number, many consumers are still surprised to learn that whenever you do something online, it leaves a trail of your personal data or a digital footprint. Katie Linendahl, Emmy Award-winning TV personality, writer, and technology expert.
95% of Americans feel protecting their personal identity information online is just as important as protecting other personal and physical assets like a home or a car. But we also discovered that one-third don't understand their digital footprint and how all their online data can contribute to a personal data breach or compromise, making it obviously very difficult for them to protect it. So Allstate wants to help consumers educate themselves on how to protect themselves and their families online against all the common data privacy problems and concerns, including social sharing, location services, and online shopping and banking.
For more information, visit HiddenWorldOfData.com.
Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose. The call and the information are free. Call now.
800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive.
So when you just can't face tomorrow, when you're down deep in sorrow, when your faith is on the edge, don't be afraid to stare. Cause even if you fail to fly, he'll get you by surprise.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back. Thank you for sharing a part of your day with us. It's just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Samantha Mao is with us. Yes, this is when Sam's Corner comes alive every week. And we so appreciate Sam for coming on and faithfully scouring the highways, the byways, you name it, everywhere she can possibly do so to come up with the most popular viral videos that'll make you laugh, make you cry. Yeah, when you go to Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com, you can see the videos there in all their splendor. We get to brag and talk about them and share about how they've touched our hearts. Like this first one, Sam, this is somebody getting ready to board a flight, and they're going, wait a minute, don't let him board the flight. I mean, look at, you know, airplanes have to leave on schedule, and if you're delaying a flight here, you better have a good reason, right?
That's right. And actually, the flight, I believe, actually had been delayed anyway, which worked out really well for Brooke Lindsay. This happened on May 5th, and he was at the Terminal B of Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. And he was trying to actually make it home because his wife was having emergency C-section because she was having, you know, high blood pressure and preeclampsia, and he was about to get sent out. And so they were giving, the military was giving him 4 days of leave to come home, and he was trying to make it for the birth of his baby. But things happened a little faster than they expected, and it actually worked out well that he wasn't on the flight. But Brooks Lindsay actually ended up being surrounded by passengers at the airport while everybody else would usually be looking at their phones, you know, while they're waiting for a flight. They'd be looking at YouTube or Netflix. He's watching the birth of his wife or of his newborn daughter on FaceTime.
The airport's participating. Hey, this is a personal thing, okay? But no, anyway, so, but it is amazing how that will
remain quiet.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. How cool is that?
After the birth. I mean, you know, he was saying if he wasn't going to get to be there, you know, he's really thankful for the technology. And then, you know, the woman, Tracy Dober, who ended up taking a picture of it that went viral,
Gracie was like, this is a good reminder, because he's in his military uniform, and, you know, you can see them. You can see the look on his face, just sitting there watching intently.
Yes.
And it just reminds you of how much the military sacrifices for us, and, you know, it just makes you thankful that they're doing such a thing, because it has to be hard for them to be away for such precious moments, you know?
No, like, without a doubt. Yeah, I can tell you I could relate to this, because our youngest, I was caught in a snowstorm in Reno. My wife had told me, oh, go ahead, you can go to the conference. It's not going to be a problem. You know, we're a couple of weeks away. Well, sure enough, I'm at this conference, and in the middle of a meeting, and I get this urgent call. A guy comes to get me. We got to get you to the airport. You know, she's in labor. So we're stuck. I mean, I couldn't get out, and it was amazing how the people came around, and, you know, one person, I got a first class ticket. If the plane goes, you know, it's yours. You can, you know, I mean, they were just all so sweet to try to get me out. And fortunately, there was a small break in the weather, and a flight was able to land. And, you know, so I made it back to Southern California via San Francisco. And as I came running down the hallway, I could hear my son. He had just come out. I could hear his voice, you know, coming down the hallway. So it was quite the deal. But you know, I could definitely relate, because, you know, people, it's amazing. It's like, we've got somebody here. You know, it's like people just gravitate, and they're all involved in the whole process to get you out of there, you know. So it was very cool.
I thought that would be a really, you know, wonderful little short film, just to be able to see, you know, all these people come together. And I think, you know, Americans have a unique, like, brotherhood when it comes to this stuff. And I know people around the world do, but, you know, just listening to your story and then reading about his story. They said everybody was quiet, trying to be respectful to him until his daughter was born, and everybody just got up and hugged him and cheered with him. And
celebration of life and humanity and all the positive things, you know. So very, very cool. Well, congratulations to them. And I'm sure the soldier is there and enjoying his family and his new daughter. So congratulations to all. Speaking of babies, your next story is about how an off-duty police officer saved a baby's life. Tell us about that.
This is down in Ocala, Florida, and Marion Sheriff's officer, Deputy Jeremy Nix, who works for the Marion County Sheriff's Office. He was flagged down by a couple motorists, you know, when he was actually on his way home from work. This is on Wednesday the 9th. And apparently there was a little boy, Kingston, in the car. He's 3 months old, and his mom was telling him he's unresponsive. And the deputy pulls over, and he grabs the baby, and he's trying to give him, you know, resuscitate him. You know, of course, as you're watching the video, thankfully, you know, the end, but, you know, your heart's racing just thinking about what that mother must have been experiencing. And the first words out of the mom's mouth were just don't let my baby die. He said, you know, this is not working. We're going to get into the hospital. It's right down the road. He calls in, and he's like, we're not waiting for an ambulance. I can get him there faster. So he puts Kingston into his car, gets him there, and Kingston makes a full recovery. And, you know, his mom was just like, I believe God put that deputy in my place at the right time. And, he just happened to be going home at that right moment. And he just happened to be the kind of person who was paying attention, who took initiative and took action and, you know, knew what to do and cared enough to do it. But it's just wonderful that Kingston's going to make a full recovery. I can't imagine how scary it would be to have a 3-month-old child be unresponsive. And it didn't say why he was unresponsive, but he's making a full recovery, and that's what's important. And,
well, that's awesome. What a great story.
Thank God for that deputy.
Exactly. Well, this is the thing. You know, you talk about God's hand in our lives, and you just don't, never know what God has planned for you. And I find myself, you know, when I wake up in the morning, you know, just saying, hey, another great day. And, okay, God, what do you got planned for us today? You know, because you just never know what's going to happen. And, you know, if you're open to God's leading, you'd be surprised what a blessing you can be, and, you know, how much fun life can be, you know, turning your life over and allowing God to work through through you. It's very cool. Here, speaking of which, is a school, this next story about a school custodian. He donates $175,000 to child abuse victims. $175,000. I mean, a custodian, what's he doing here? How's he raising that kind of money?
That's right. And, you know, actually, his name's Alvin Ramblett, and he sent it. This is for the protection of Kentucky children. And I guess that was just a cause that was near and dear to his heart. He passed away in 2015, and he worked for the he was 32 year of the Covington Independent School District. And he walked back and forth to work. And, you know, I'm sure things like that were part of the reason he had a large estate such as he did. And people were saying that he always had a smile, and he developed a passion for being able to help children, especially child abuse victims. And, you know, they had a ceremony honoring him, and they were saying, you know, it was the Kentucky's Attorney General actually joined teachers at the district in Covington to help honor this man. And, you know, that just, like you were saying, so many different people have the opportunity to really change lives, and this man obviously dedicated his life. You know, they said he would always stop and ask how the children were doing. It's like, are you okay? Is everything okay? And, you know, there's no telling how many children would be able to be helped from abuse because of his donation.
Well, there are so many stories like this, ladies and gentlemen, and that's why we appreciate Sam, because it brings back an appreciation for our humanity. Nobody's claiming perfection here, but, you know, to watch the fake news and hear all these other stories that we're bombarded with, it's refreshing to hear, you know, stories like this custodian. And also, you know, this next one where you have a Michigan woman who has dedicated her life to helping the homeless and at-risk youth get off the streets. Tell us about that.
So Stephanie Taylor, she's been honored with a special award for working for 20 years with the Covenant House in Michigan. And it's a nonprofit organization that provides shelter, educational, and vocational programs it's like support services for homeless and runaways that are actually, you know, 18 to 24, which I think could be a group of people that maybe get forgotten about. You know, people get out of the foster system, and if you don't have a family to support you, you know, that's very difficult at 18 to just be out on your own completely. Like,
sure.
If you don't have, you know, how many of us have our parents to go back to and fall back on? And it's there's so many young people that are 18 to 24. They're just, you know, they're just trying to figure out where they're going to be next. She was saying to go sit in the emergency room or in a terminal or anywhere they could get for free. Just trying to get by. And this woman has dedicated her life in Michigan to making sure those people, you know, they don't only have a place to stay, but they're learning through these courses and being able to develop further. And over $60,000 youth have been helped since this organization started in 1997. It's a faith-based organization. So,
do you imagine the story she has, Sam?
I cannot. I just thank God for women, you know, people like Stephanie Taylor, too. There's some extraordinary people out there in this world, and they make such a huge difference for all of us.
Ladies and gentlemen, these are our fellow citizens. These are people that we live with, people around our daily lives that sometimes we just overlook. But, you know, people just like you and me out there helping, being a helping hand. A couple other stories we won't be able to get to because we just don't have enough time is technology helps a blind pastor see clearly for the first time in 50 years. And a billionaire opens new mental health clinic in Colorado to treat vets and their families. Well, Samantha Mao has been with us, the Good News Girl. Thank you, Sam.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S.